This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And, of course, we've got our mail haulers, Felix and the group, hauling the bulk mail out and about to the post offices. And then, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys out there taking the gasoline and the diesel to the gas stations, so you've got petrol to go to work with. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, I guarantee you, you can hear us on that website, because the stream right now, we are streaming the live show right there on the internet, on that radio, on that website as we speak. So there you go. There you go. And don't forget, That's a great place to go if you can't get it any other way. Now, joining us right now from California, we have the one, the only, the incomparable Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A rousing introduction for you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, deserving rousing interview. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. And there's something very important about saying that, because the people in this day and age, boy, we need some divine guidance here, because it's just totally gotten out of control.
Yes, in so many ways, we're losing our way, and I think you're absolutely right.
Now, a new future is in store for Twitter. Is that a fair assumption?
Oh, yes. And, very, very interesting development, so yes.
So, that being said, it's official that Elon Musk has bought Twitter. This sale has been approved. For roughly $44 billion or $54 per share. Shareholders will reap a 38% premium over the company's share price earlier this month. And Musk disclosed he was the biggest shareholder. Again, there was supposedly somebody in there that was, but I guess he was the biggest one. And Twitter, of course, has been a digital forum for our culture's most influential voices. But in recent years, conservative voices have been unfairly prevented from competing in this marketplace of ideas. They were blocked. They were tossed off Twitter. All sorts of stuff, right?
That's right.
And I suppose the most famous person to be blocked by Twitter was President Trump.
Yes.
Correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Now, in a statement, Musk, who's been previously criticized by Twitter, and he himself has criticized Twitter's alleged censorship of right-leaning users, has hailed free speech as the bedrock of a functioning democracy. Now, the Democrats used to say that same thing themselves, right?
Right.
But right now, right now, they're saying that we're about to lose our free speech.
You know, isn't it interesting, Captain, that somehow the idea that the restrictions that were put in place primarily by the left or the agents of the left or sympathizers, ideologues, that suddenly the removal of that means, in their estimation, that free speech is, you know, going to be curtailed or something like that. I think they're really grasping at straws here. Something else, too. You know, if you wade out into the marketplace of ideas, which is what you do every night and I do every night here on this program,
yep.
You better be ready. You better be ready to go out there and mix it up intellectually, using your argumentation, because that's the way it's been for ever since the inception of this country. But yet, they seem to want, the left that is, they want to have basically some other kind of rule that always is going to give them the advantage. And that's not the way this whole country was built.
Now, there's an easy gauge to measure whether or not Elon Musk is going to be successful. You know what it is?
What's that?
It's the number of Twitter users, whether or not that number goes up.
Yep, it could very well be. There may be some flux in that for a time because you already have some people, I'm getting off Twitter because of this and that, and this is my last tweet.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
Let me take you to yesterday. Do you know how many new people were on Twitter yesterday?
How many?
400,000.
Wow. Well,
that's according to their own numbers and Elon Musk.
Wow.
Now, it's likely to do so and be that way for a while because the conservative voices who have left now feel that they've been welcomed back to the platform, and we wish everybody well. I never left. I've been over there the whole time because, to me, I wanted to see what was going to happen, and I really wasn't doing anything to get into trouble over there.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
All right, my friend, hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and when we come back from break, guess what? We'll have a lot more to bring to you.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Frank Salvato, for being around, and he'll be around on Friday again. You'll want to listen to what he has to say. Check out undergroundusa.com to find out more about Frank. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make this awesome product that I've been taking for well over 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, the problem that I have is with my left leg, ankle, and foot that likes to swell up a lot, and it gets inflamed. And the one thing that will happen here with the Relief Factor, which I take every day religiously so it stays in my system all the time, is that it will keep the inflammation under control, and it will lower or eliminate the pain that I'm having by going right straight to the source. Now, I might have to take a second packet of the Relief Factor capsules around 3 or 4 hours after I take the first one, because that's the way that works for openers. And then once in a while, I have to take it a third time, but not all the time. But again, the reason I take it is simple. It works, and that's why I'm talking to you about it. If it'll work for me with the problems I got, it just might help you with the problems you have. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is just like the vitamins that you need to have anyway. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3 in it, all products that are good for you. They won't bother you. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So, for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start by going over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. And while you're there, you can also see some other things, vitamin supplements and whatnot that'll help you. They've got a very potent line of vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin B12. And I take all of them from there because they are a little bit more potent than what you find in the generic drugstore. So there you go. And the prices are very reasonable, too. So check it out. relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, I'm going to read a comment we got here from Fred down at Copacabana Beach, listening to us on the live stream. He's saying, good morning, Captain and Kyle. Trump has his own platform. Maybe they call it Truth Social Media or some such thing. It's Truth Social is what it is, truthsocial.com. Now, the best scenarios for Trump, he says, to return to Twitter triumphantly. Maybe Elon Musk could make a phone call and invite him back. He may have already done that. But Trump will have to disengage somehow from his existing platform. I don't know how that's done. Well, first of all, you don't disengage from an existing platform that you just worked very hard to get up and running, correct?
Right.
So what you do is you tie the two in together. And whatever you're doing on one, you're doing on the other. Now, Facebook and Twitter, believe it or not, you can tie the accounts together. So if you post something on Facebook, it'll go on Twitter, or vice versa. The Twitter will go on Facebook. And I do that all the time, which is how come I get so many people following what I'm doing in such a quick fashion, because I'm doing it on two big-time social media sites. But it is what it is. It took me a little while to figure that out, but that's what I do. So we'll see what happens, right?
Well, sure. Well, you know, I do think, you know, right now, as far as we know, former President Trump has said he's not returning to Twitter.
Nope.
But as Fred was saying, he used the word the triumphant. Yeah, I do think that at some point, and Donald Trump understands timing probably better than any politician we've seen in a very, very long time. And he will find the right time if he chooses to go back to Twitter, and he'll use it to the most advantage that he possibly can. And I think it will coincide somehow with other political things happening at the time, but maybe as we get closer to the elections, you just never know. But Twitter is going to be there to stay, it's going to continue to be the impactful sort of platform that it is, maybe in a different way and maybe for different reasons. But it's very difficult to try to create a different thing, although President Trump has done a pretty good job with it so far, I think.
By the way, I'd like to give a special shout-out to Barbara, listening to us in Miami, Florida right now. So hello to Barbara. Hope you're doing well down there. Getting back to what we were talking about here, continuing the list, that is, although most Americans aren't paying much attention to the defamation trial between actor Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard, those who do think Johnny Depp is the one that's telling the truth.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I have to admit I haven't followed it very closely.
Very little on my part.
Yes, but of course, you know, these kinds of things are never easy or pretty. There's no doubt about it. Anybody would have their relationship or their dirty laundry aired in public, and these kinds of accusations, it's never a good thing, and very sad. Yes, it doesn't seem like there is a critical mass going against Johnny Depp on this. So that is very interesting.
Now, what do you think about Joe Biden's unexplained income, where they're starting to connect the dots to his son, Hunter, and that's how he got the unexplained income?
Well, I think, Captain, it's more pieces of the puzzle, and it becomes, you know, I just mentioned that term critical mass. You start seeing a lot of these things pop up in this regard for Joe Biden, and it starts hitting that critical mass at some point. And that might be one of the things that ushers in the idea that, well, maybe he's going to step down for health reasons, or, you know, one of those kinds of things that you hear about, because the Democrats will try to cut their losses. I think they're trying to do this right now. They don't know quite how to do it. But definitely, as we get to the midterms, we see how bad it is for the Democrats. They'll try to ramp up the calls that, well, maybe Joe Biden does have an incapacity. Maybe he needs to step down.
Now, Mark Levin is back on Twitter. Did you know that?
I saw that just earlier. That's right. I saw a little headline that said Mark Levin was returning to Twitter.
And his followers just took off like a rocket ship yesterday.
Well, right. Right. Well, you know, people want to talk about stuff. I think that, you know, there are some really bad characters that get on the internet and they say horrible things, and those people exist in the real world, by the way. But I think the vast majority of people, they want to talk about the things they want to talk about. They want to talk about ideas. They are willing to defend those ideas. But when you have just an authoritarian rulership over this kind of thing that only promotes one particular message to the exclusion of all else, then people went away. But they'll come back if they feel that they can, in fact, engage.
Now, they say a lot of things about Google, and some of it's true and some of it isn't. But have you run across the new Google Docs that launched a new rollout called assistive writing? Have you run across that?
I heard a little bit about it. It's very, it's the latest, it seems, of that horrible autocorrect, right? If you've ever tried to text somebody or write something, it gives you
well,
suggestions.
Wait till you hear this one. The assistive writing features, one of them, among them, is called an inclusive warning, which pops up and tells users if words that they've typed in don't cut the mustard on the woke scale. How about that?
Well, isn't that one of the most Orwellian things we've heard in a very long time?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's because, in fact, I will say this. Those who are in favor of these kinds of things that would constantly instruct you on how to be more woke, well, fans of George Orwell will get this when I say they probably think it's double plus good. And but it's the idea that you whittle away the things that people can say. You restrict the language, and you shorten it. And I think this is what was happening in 1984, that they actually shortened the amount of words you can even use. And that's part of the control system. And so you have people who are literally walking through the Broadway gate into 1984, and they think it's a good thing. And that's terrifying, Captain.
And 1984, when we read it back in, I guess it was the 60s. Yeah, it would be the 60s. 1984 was a book that was required reading.
Right, and it showed such a horrible dystopian, authoritarian rule where basically you could become an unperson. They would doctor in the story. They would doctor even the headlines from old, so you could disappear somebody. It was the equivalent of, you know, in the ancient Egyptians, they go and they chisel out the name of the pharaoh they hated after that, and so nobody ever know his name again. And this kind of thing, they did that to Akhenaten, I think, and so I mean, this has been going on for thousands of years.
Well, it was interesting. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. So hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful Wednesday where I'm at, and I hope the weather's good where you're at. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Numerous big tech companies have been duped into providing customers sensitive personal information used to harass and even sexually extort minors. This, according to Bloomberg News, federal law enforcement officials, and industry investigators. The companies deceived by fraudulent legal requests include Meta Platforms, Apple, Apple Inc.'s Google, Snap, Twitter, and Discord. Bloomberg reports the obtained data targeted specific women and minors. 73% of Americans support U.S. efforts to supply Ukraine with weapons. A Reuters Ipsos poll completed on Tuesday shows that's the highest level of support since Russia invaded its neighbor in February. The two-day poll comes as the U.S. and its allies ramp up plans to deliver heavy weapons to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you might have noticed lately that there's all kinds of specials out there, special over here, special over there, buy one, get one, you name it. And there's so many different things that I could tell you about that it's going to be too much for you to understand. So I want you to go to the website, MyPillow.com, and take a look at what's there on the homepage. Now, the promo code that you'll need, because you'll always need a promo code to get the prices that are there, is Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, if you really want to see some super deluxe specials, buy one, get one, and the 33% discount, 50%, 67%, 75%, and 90% discounts are over on the Radio Listener Specials page. Go over there, take a look at what's in there. Again, same promo code, Captain, gets you the big-time discount on the stuff that's in there. And you can always call him on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. Save you a bunch of money. Happy shopping from Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Some tremendous specials there right now on overstocked merchandise. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is.
Yep. Now, the Ukraine has accused Russia of blackmailing Poland with a plan to halt the gas that Poland would be using. They've already made other arrangements, I guess, to get the natural gas that they're talking about here. This is natural gas, not gasoline, from a different source.
Well, right. Well, we do understand that those supplies, they were briefly interrupted Wednesday. We understand, but it's definitely back on from what we understand. And yes, Ukraine did characterize it as the gas blackmail, quote unquote.
Yeah, exactly. Now, also, I don't know if you saw this or not, but this just surfaced yesterday. MSNBC host Joy Reid and former NFL player Jack Brewer, who has a religious charity that he operates, Jack Brewer is now threatening to promptly sue the MSNBC host Joy Reid for accusing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis of actions tantamount to child abuse, which couldn't be further from the truth. If anybody was guilty of any type of child abuse, it would have been Joy Reid.
Well, this whole idea, you know, she's mad about the taking out the critical race theory or something like that, as I recall. But to make it tantamount to child abuse or whatever it is that she thinks DeSantis is doing, and that makes it tantamount to child abuse, number one, I think, is over the top shocking kinds of language that I think that gets used when you really don't have a real good position, and you've got to make it so emotional and so crazy that because then people hear, oh my gosh, we don't want him to have to be a child abuser, because that's a terrible thing. That's a horrible thing, I should say, as well. But to try to characterize it as such means that she's not really ready to argue this thing on the merits. She's got to resort to this kind of stuff.
Well, there's no fool like a damn fool, and that's exactly what she is.
Well, but it's sensationalistic, and it's exactly one of the reasons why I think you don't go to MSNBC, for example, to have some kind of thought out, view of things.
They're a bunch of liars over there. They are a bunch of liars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's what they accuse a lot of times of people who are conservative in media, but it's all red meat and all this kind of thing. Well, no, guess again. Look at what she's saying right here. It's exactly the same.
Now, the former senator from Colorado, Cory Gardner, who got beat in the last election, and other Republican operatives were to announce Tuesday of this week the creation of a new Visa credit card targeted towards conservative customers, with plans to funnel a portion of its profits to like-minded causes, according to the Washington Examiner. Now, I didn't hear what the name of the card was or anything like that. Did you?
I have not, unfortunately, no.
Okay, so I think what we got is we got part of the story, not all of the story. But we'll see what happens. I think it's a great idea.
Well, that's, again, it's the idea of the marketplace of ideas and being able to support causes that you are interested in or that you hold dear. Other people have the same opportunity. They can create a credit card that funds their particular whatever their political ideology might be. I mean, so it goes on and on from there. But it's always been somehow that if it was in fact somehow conservative, that in and of itself is already evil and it should just never be done. And I mean, people are just tired of this kind of stuff.
Now, you probably know the Supreme Court is weighing the Remain in Mexico immigration dispute. They had some folks in court yesterday talking about it, and I think, to be honest with you, I think that's going to come back.
Well, right. Well, but because we're also seeing a lot of data with this, or just real world empirical data of what happens when the borders open, what happens when it's unrestricted, what happens when the administration is actually goading people to come here. I mean, it's no longer theoretical. It's not something that, well, we don't want to have an open border because we're mean, or we want to open the border because we love everybody. It gets out of that whole realm and gets into the realm of, well, what happens when you open the border? Now we know.
Now, our good friend Amanda Mackey, who did some work in Wisconsin for the Trump campaign on
double-checking the votes that were cast up there, and they did find some irregularities, but for some reason the Wisconsin Attorney General and the government decided not to do anything about it. Now we hear that the Wisconsin GOP has ordered an election investigation on the 2020 election to continue to try to determine if some of the same things might be done this year.
Very interesting. One of the things, the outgrowth of all the people who rang the alarm basically about what may have happened here or there in the 2020 election, it's not so much that it was going to overturn the election, because we've been through that, we know there's no mechanism for that, this kind of thing. But what it will do, Captain, is it will absolutely show people and galvanize them, especially if they were on the fence. So I wonder if something happened or if something didn't happen. If they're on the fence, this will help galvanize them to show, okay, this stuff does happen. We don't want it to happen again, and they'll have public support. It'll be harder and harder for the Democrat Party elite and the far left to make it look like you're just a wacko because you think that something might have happened based on your observations. Now, again, we get that empirical data. Important.
Now, with the new Florida districting and redistricting maps that are complete, Florida 13, which is what Amanda's in running for Congress, is now a more GOP-leaning district by 6 to 8 points. Drawing from the Bill Arrakis former Pinellas district and creating a new district for Florida 12 in Pasco and Hernando counties. Now, Governor DeSantis' new map for Pinellas County is great for the Republicans. We just need to make sure that the rhinos stay the hell out of it so we get a chance to win our primaries and move on.
And you do that by effectively communicating, and Amanda Mackey is very good at doing that. And so you continue to make sure that your ideas are front and center, talked about in a very cogent way. And people aren't dumb. They'll latch onto these mm-hmm. things.
Now, finally, the Armed Services Panel has urged Joe Biden to bolster the U.S. military's dwindling missile supply, because here we are firing off a bunch of missiles here, there, and everywhere, and we're not replacing them.
Well, that's just military 101 at that point. You can't deplete your
not to
your
mention
resources.
It's not to mention it's stupid to do it.
Well, precisely. Now, will the Biden administration heed that? Now, that will speak volumes, won't it, Captain?
I don't think they will because they're not interested. They don't care.
Well, I mean,
we discussed the conspiracy theory, you and I, last night about what it looks like that's going on here. And I swear to God, if I wasn't sitting here and we weren't rational adults, I would think that China is calling the shots and Russia is calling the shots in certain circumstances. And we're getting what we're getting. OK, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Is reminding you that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, just talking. Yeah, just talking.
the Bee Gees back again, Jive Talker, and he's just killing it on that bass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's 1975, and the Bee Gees have all kinds of material that spans along, you know, many decades. And so, yeah, they are really one of the most prolific groups and one of the best groups, I think, of all time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But, I mean, he was just killing it with that bass. I love bass guitar. I used to play bass guitar, so I know how to do what he was doing and what he did to the bass guitar to get it to be that way. But anyway, it's really neat. Okay, what's going on out west?
All right, Captain. Well, we have a fairly quiet map tonight, so that's good news for our trucker friends and driver friends out there along the highways and byways in the west. But we do have a winter storm watch going on, Interstate 15 in Montana, Big Sky Country, going from Great Falls all the way down to Helena, a little bit south of that, almost to Butte, and then up Highway 287, if you're heading over towards Augusta or Wolf Creek, looks like, well, let's see here. Yeah, Wolf Creek, I should say, is on the 15. Augusta's on the 287 there. So if you're in those areas, you definitely have a winter storm watch going on. You've also got a frost advisory. This is going to be in Washington State along Interstate 90, I-90. If you're in the Moses Lake area, you're coming on the frost advisory. Northern California, frost advisory. This is going to be near Interstate 5 north of Redding, but mostly west of that. You've also got a freeze warning that's just north of Ukiah there in Northern California. So be careful of that. Maybe a little bit of snow in the, of course, the higher elevations. 4th of July tonight, as cold temperatures may have snow up there as well. Rain for Seattle and Portland over the next few days. So be careful out there.
Stand by. We're going to go to a live launch coming out of Cape Canaveral. The crew headed up to the space station right now. Stand by.
Freedom is go for launch.
We got T-minus
30 seconds.
30 seconds. We got clear skies, so I'll be able to look out the window and see this, literally.
T-minus 15 seconds.
Leaves a big vapor trail when it goes up, and it lights up the whole sky, especially
10,
like this.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. And liftoff. Go Falcon. Let freedom ring. Godspeed, crew 4.
There they go.
Vehicle.
All right.
Downrange.
Four crew members headed up to the International Space Station. Like I say, what happens with the early morning launches like this is you can actually see that thing going up in the air. Once it gets up above, the horizon over here, you can actually watch that go up in the air, and I can see out the window right here. So I'm looking over that way. I can't see it yet. But real quick, I don't see a whole heck of a lot of stuff out west except up in Montana, 4th of July, to talk about. There's another storm coming in. Looks like I-5 over there, Redding North up towards Oregon. Got some snow there. Got some really cold weather tonight coming across 80, 90, and 94 from Chicago, from Illinois, all the way into Pennsylvania, and all the way down to Kentucky. And the north-south routes coming up through there, 55, 57, 59, 65. Coming up from Kentucky North, 75 coming up from Kentucky North, I-81, I-79, I-77 going north. They're all going to be that way. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and Godspeed to the crew on the SpaceX ship tonight.
You betcha. That was pretty neat to hear that.
It really was.
We happened to catch that just right for once, finally. Okay.
Yeah, happening right now.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. Okay. And Kyle Warren, of course, hosts of the Kyle Warren Show, the Professor of Politics. And let's not forget that you can also go to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com, to find out more about him. All righty. Well, let's go to the telephone line, and we'll flip in here. And we'll go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you looking out your window over towards the east?
I'm not.
Well, the SpaceX these astronauts just went up in the air here about 2 or 3 minutes ago, and I can see over to the east the glow in the sky going up.
Yeah.
Yep. So
I've seen it several times.
Yep, it's always very neat when you see that. Know what it is you're looking at.
My window of time to see it is real short. I mean, it's like within less than a minute after it takes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's gone. So, I mean, I have to do it fast. But by the time I got up, it was gone already.
Yeah. Well, speaking of gone, I don't know what's more important right now. We've got a lot of posturing going on over in Ukraine. And right now, President Zelensky from Ukraine is demanding global control over Russia's nukes over the completely irresponsible actions of Mr. Putin and the comments coming from some of his people, which I get that, but I don't know if that's going to happen. What do you think?
It's not. He's putting the globe on notice, and rightfully so. Lloyd Austin was asked about it yesterday too. He goes, it's not helpful. So he's really just saying, you know, you allies of Putin and the rest of the world that not allies, let's just, you know, let's pay attention here because this is the rhetoric. And so he's just really putting the world on notice, and I think that's probably the right thing to do.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's anybody's bet anymore, right?
Well, I don't think there's going to be any kind of a nuclear launch of in any shape or form. But I could be wrong, but I don't see it. But I would also say that, you know, what Putin is doing and Lavrov with all of these threats, and they are threats, you have to behave as if it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because to do anything less would be, you know, put everybody in peril. So
now Putin's health is being questioned again. What do you think?
I think he's fine, personally.
Okay, all right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And Denise Simon, too, with more right after the top of the hour news. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we will be right back. Take it away, Jeff.
You want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon? 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.